Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here at O-Star Show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Yes. Okay, now, our guest today is Barbara Mackey. She's a sixth-generation psychic. This is interesting, sixth generation, considering the fact that you also say that your children have it. That's sixth generation. That goes back to, I don't know what that is, that's great-great-great or something.
Yeah.
You've had premonitions since the age of four. You have a Hungarian grandmother, Lydia with the dream interpreter, and a psychic, Dr. Samuel Kennedy, her Scottish ancestor, was a dreamer of dreams and seer of visions, who had the Scottish sixth sense. See the Kennedy Chronicle for information on the Scottish Kennedy family. Through her many years as a psychic, Barbara has been able to realize the dreams of helping people by using her gift to read clients. Now numbering in the thousands, they report startling accuracy in detailed readings. Barbara's work is holistic in nature, and unlike clairvoyance, she reads the whole person, encompassing body, mind, and spirit. Now, why don't you elaborate a little bit on that, about reading the whole person part, because that's not...
Yeah.
That's
well, a lot of psychics just... Well, there's a difference between a card reader. Anyone can learn how to read a card, and I'm not putting that down because there's a lot of really great card readers out there. But then you have the next level, which is a psychic, that you see things before it happens, and it can be in a dream. It can be in various different ways. You could be standing next to someone and have a vision, which I very often have visions. Also, we're called clairvoyance, which I do love that word. We don't use it enough. Or seer, which I consider myself a seer. And then we have the channelers, which are the mediums. And I'm a medium. I do channeling. And I've been doing it for 35 years now. And I forget what you... The original question that you asked me, oh, body, mind, and spirit. I'm a medical intuitive, and I diagnose illnesses. I send you to the right doctor. I tell you what I think is wrong with your body. Like during a regular reading, I'll look your body over and tell you what I think. And the spirit is whether your spirit is heavy or whether you're carrying a lot of burdens from the past. I can tell. Sometimes, you know, I think I get to the point faster than a psychiatrist. It takes forever for a psychiatrist to get to the bottom of why you're suffering.
My father was
and
a
I
psychiatrist.
Think, yeah, well, I know all about psychiatry. It's a plodding, long, it takes so long to get to the point. Like, I read for psychiatrists.
Yeah.
And they ask me what's wrong in their life, you know. You name it. I've read for people all over the world. I can't even tell you the thousands. And I started doing this after I had a dream about my boyfriend's passing. And I told him that I thought he was going to die. And he said, that's ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not going to die. And... he did. I tried to warn him to come home that night. I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. And he stood up and he said, what's your problem? Do you think I'm going to die? And I said, I want you to come home. And he did die that night. So it sort of opened the door for me to do readings. And I had two mentors. One was Edith Cantor. And she was my dear friend. She was in her 70s. And the other one was Helen Williams, and she came from Trenton, New Jersey. Do you guys know anything about New Jersey?
Yes, I used to live there for a short time.
Oh, where?
Kearney, New Jersey.
Oh, Kearney, sure. Okay, near Newark. And I live down by Asbury Park, down that way, you know. So anyway, they were my two mentors. And at the time, I was doing sales on the road, and I loved it. And they said, well, you're going to carry on our work. I said, no, I'm not. And they said, yes, you are. And that was 35 years ago. So I never planned on this. This was not on my list. I didn't really want to do it. And I said to, you know, out loud, I would say things like, I'm going to have my own radio show. I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And everything I said that I was going to do, I did it. And I wouldn't say it was law of attraction. I would just, I would say these things and they'd come about. So when someone comes to me for a reading, I see their past, which if I can tell you what happened to you when you were a child, I can tell you what's going to happen to you to the end of your life. Also, I consider myself a DNA reader. Anything you've experienced in your lifetime is stored in your DNA. And I'll say things to someone like, I see that you saw that there was a fire. And they said, yeah, when I was 5 years old, my house burned down. So I don't know how it's done. I don't question it. I just do it. And I also work with law enforcement on cases. They call me for missing person cases. I'm an animal intuitive too. I love animals.
Oh.
So, yeah.
We like that sometimes, don't we, Johnny?
Now, I guess I'm curious because Barbara, you mentioned having a question before the show. Would you like to take a shot at seeing if asking something?
Okay, well, Barbara, thank you for coming on. And I'm looking at your website right now, which is wonderful, BarbaraMackey.com. And I saw that how you work with the police. Now, that is something. That is really something. So I always find that so interesting that the police use psychics. But, I mean, it works. We have to use everything we can. Okay, I liked what you said about the health. Something, I don't think I have some chronic problem, but I have a problem right now that it seems to be getting better. But I never used to have this problem, and I don't know if it's going to come and go or if it was just because I was doing some strenuous stuff. What do you see?
Well, what did the doctors see? I don't always agree with the doctors. What did the doctors tell you that you had?
I never went to the doctor for this, but it's not in something inside. It's not about that. It's like more of the bones and muscles. It's not like a disease or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it could be, I'm thinking almost like an autoimmune disease that you've been carrying around for a long time. And it affects your joints and your bones. Do you feel that way?
I feel like my back hurts, and I may have been lifting and bending over too much, but this is, like, worse than usual, and it's now just getting better. And when it was really bad, I was getting a severe headache at the same time. I thought it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Then I got the blotchy face, and I don't know, maybe I was allergic to something or something like that. But I mean, as far as anything like that, it was March 21st when I went to the doctor, and I had a full CT scan of my entire body, and there was not one wrong thing with me inside my body, with my brain, heart, any of my organs, lungs. Thank goodness, right? And
yeah, well, the thing is, Barbara,
yeah,
they don't always pick it up with a regular blood test. You know, a lot of the doctors don't believe in it. Like fibromyalgia, they don't consider that, you know, a disease of any kind, you know. And but it sounds like if you have headaches, so you have something wrong with one of your discs in your back. Have you had an X-ray of your back or an MRI?
No, because I just now, because I canceled those chiropractors, and I just have new insurance and my first appointment Thursday. But that's for the regular doctor. Then they have to send me to all the specialists. So that's when I get the referral for those. So what kind of, I only got the headache one time. I'm not a person who gets headaches. I just got that headache last Wednesday, last Wednesday, for 3 days it didn't go away, and then the back really hurt. So I thought they went together. I thought it went together, but I'm thinking it was a coincidence now.
No, I think it goes together because when your discs are out of place, first of all, Barb, I wouldn't go back to a chiropractor myself.
Me neither. I'm not going to.
No, because I think they can do more damage. I hate to tell you. You know, they're twisting your body, No, I don't go for it. Just go for an MRI, have it checked out, and you probably have some kind of a disc problem at this point. And the nerves, it affects the brain, so you do. But I think you do have some kind of an autoimmune. I'm going to stick with that because that's the first thing that came to my mind, that you might get No, it's not bad. You might get periods of feeling achy or tired.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't everybody feel achy and tired?
So I'm wondering if this is just the process of life. But I will get that checked out, and I will get everything you say checked out. I will get that MRI because I was in an accident a few days before that with on an electric bike for a photo shoot, and it knocked my side so hard, and it a huge black and blue bruise.
Well, that's what you
It knocked that disc over, and I've been afraid to go to the chiropractor since I saw that girl, the Playboy model, side of it. Gorgeous, young, in her early 30s, died of, he cracked her neck too hard and snapped her vein or something, and she died.
No, forget it. Chiropractors, no. It's a no-no on my list.
So I
you're
going
to be fine.
That,
it's
so
it's listen.
Like,
it's
I used to
Barbara,
always go to the chiropractor.
No, Barbara, just stay away from them, okay? Just go do what I tell you to do, and you'll okay. All right.
Okay. And then should I do yoga, or should I wait another day? Until
no.
Completely
don't do anything.
Better? Okay.
Just sit in a chair and stare at the wall. Barbara.
That's what I, well, I basically stare at the computer, but I am in a chair.
Exactly. don't do any fancy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Okay. Just let it heal. All right.
Yeah.
I see the doctor on Thursday, not tomorrow, Thursday, and I'm excited. So I'll ask for an MRI and any other specialists that you can think of. How about like a physical therapist from my therapist? I've never been the same.
No, wait and see because you were injured and something's out of balance there, okay?
Okay. Right. Thank you so much. And that's all for me. I don't want to take up too much time from our callers that are excited to hear from you.
Are you open to taking your caller, Barbara?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what
go
Barbara
ahead.
Are you talking about?
I know.
Okay.
Go ahead,
take the call.
Okay. All right. 775.
775, you are live on with psychic medium Barbara Mackey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento. Thank you to Jonathan and both Barbaras.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
And, I am 68 and a half, and I'm currently employed by a well-known medical insurance company in a call center. I have been off work since the 15th day of January due to back issues, and my doctor has written me off work until March the 7th. I need longer than that.
Okay, let me just stop you right here. You're going to get an extension, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Is that what you want to know?
Yes. Do you know how long of an extension?
I'm going to say 4 to 5 months, but try to get it longer if you can. All right?
Okay.
All right. Because you need
employment?
They might get aggravated. But if you keep it down to 4 or 5 months, I think you can keep your job. If it's any longer than that, you won't be having your job, okay?
Okay, well, I've been off a month, so another 3 months I'm safe with that.
Yeah. So okay. Do that, okay?
I will. And I was ordered a wheelchair by my doctor, but
yeah.
Patty in the Dermal Medical Equipment Department overrode that and said, no, you're not going to get it, which I've never heard of in the healthcare industry, that she could override what my doctor says. So, but I've talked to a lot of people at my health insurance, and
yeah.
Nobody's helping me. But I spoke to Margaret in Medicare, and Margaret promised to call me back, and she was outraged about it. Is Margaret going to help me? Will I get my wheelchair?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Just keep on it, okay? Your name is Wendy?
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
Yeah, Wendy, yes. Keep on Margaret, and she'll help you, okay? That's outrageous that they would say something like that.
Oh, it's outrageous. They're putting
just
the health insurance companies putting themselves at huge liability.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on health insurance. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling, Wendy.
Oh, can you tell me when I'll start my Social Security? Will I be able to wait another year and a half, or when do you see me starting it?
You're 60. How old are you?
I'm 68 and a half right now. So I can,
68. Oh,
yeah,
you could start it now if you want to. Do you want to, or do you want to hold off?
I want to hold off because it gets higher every month that I wait. But I have
then definitely just hold off. You'll be fine. Okay.
Okay. And will my claim from Unum be approved for home care for somebody to come in and help me so I don't fall in the bathtub?
Yes, it will. See, we're own best doctors, our own best helpers. You have to really be very aggressive with this, okay?
I do know. And will Leslie, my sister, and I move to a new apartment this summer or more in the winter?
No, winter.
Okay. Will it be the Reserve or a place similar to that?
Say that again.
Well, I would love to move to a real nice place called the Reserve.
Yeah.
Will we move there? Will we move there, or will it be a different place?
A different place.
Will I be thrilled about it, or just okay?
You'll be semi-thrilled, but it'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. We have other callers on the line, honey. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Yes, I know, Barbara, I know how hard it is when you want to live in a certain place and your mind is just your dream and you drive around that place.
Yes.
And you don't get it, but gosh, I hope it's going to be a good one for Wendy.
I have a question.
Yes, Johnny.
I'm not in a position where I'm panicking about finances, but I want to get to a position where I can do more of what I want, if that makes sense. Like, for example, I want to travel more. I know
right.
that I'm taking a trip in May on my birthday. On the 28th is my birthday, but I'm traveling after the 27th. And I guess the thing is that, you know, I want to make sure that I have enough money to do more traveling, to do more things like for the show and to travel more so that, you know, I could, me and Barbara, we have more things that we can do for the show involving us together working side by side, if that makes sense.
Right.
And I'm wondering if you see anything like that thing improving, say, in a year or so.
Financially improving?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's Jonathan. It's funny, your name is Jonathan. I was going to name my first child Jonathan, but I had to give in and name him after his grandfather. I don't think things are going to change that dramatically for you. I know you would love to travel. You're a Gemini, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but you don't know what your rising is or anything. You don't you've never had your chart done?
Well, I have had my chart done, but I'm, I mean, I know that I was born May 28, 1972. So,
yeah, but you don't know. Yeah. The thing is, you probably maybe have some Sagittarius in you where you have like wings on your heels that you love to go places. I think you've been like that since you were a kid. I don't know. I just have a feeling. You know, why do I see a Ferris wheel? Barb?
Oh, you know what? I was going to take him to the pier, and they have a huge Ferris wheel, and it's so nice and beautiful. You see all the scenery in Santa Monica.
Yeah, Santa Monica. Yeah. Yeah, I just saw that. I saw a flash of that. So I guess you're going, Jonathan. But anyway, excuse me. I don't see, I see status quo for a while, Jonathan. But I think that I also get, I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise. Have you?
Once.
How'd that go for you?
I'll give you a hint. It happened when I was in high school, and I haven't been on one since then.
Okay.
I mean, it was a nightmare. I was sick there every day. We come back, my dog ran away. It was just a nightmare. Oh, and it was over Christmas, too.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. I'm getting some kind of, I know this is sounding outrageous, but it's great when it's outrageous. There's going to be some kind of a travel company that might want to do a deal with you, and it might be
what?
Around advertising or something like that where you get discounts.
No,
and
wait a minute. I want to make sure. Are you talking to both me and Barbara here?
You. I'm talking to you, I think. Unless Barbara's getting the message, because when two people are on the line, I'm getting double messages. So I don't know. Barbara, does that make sense to you?
Well, the only reason I say that is the only reason I would do anything like that is if it would involve the show. And Barbara's my co-host. So it would make sense that she would get the benefits of that as well. That's why I ask if it's for Barbara. Because if you're going to
it could be, you know, for both of you. I don't know. But I'm getting some kind of a deal where someone, you know, says, you know, would you want to do some kind of a deal here that, you know, you promote them and whatever. So that's what I'm getting. So that might be the way that you will be able to travel, okay?
That cruise sounds fun. I would love to do that.
Well, I just sort of figured that she would be a part of this. I mean, I'm not going to do something without my co-host, David Evolve's show. Does what you're seeing involve the show?
I think it is because, well, you just started
okay.
This show, but I think it has to get around. The word has to get around. And I have to suggest you have to do more of, you didn't post this on Facebook or anything, did you?
I believe we did.
I have not.
Yeah.
If you did, you did. But I personally today did not do a post about the show.
Okay.
So you just have to get the name out there more, you know, to do more publicizing, okay?
Well, maybe we're going to do a traveling, a wonderful cruise down the road. But so financially, you're saying it's going to take him a little while to, like, start bringing in the money, but just to stay patient?
Yeah, it's the status quo for a while, you know. Where are you going, Jonathan?
Well, I'm going to California, but what I'm saying is I would love to have more trips to California, not rather than just once a year. I mean, me and Barbara, you know, this is going to be the first time I've ever met Barbara. So when I meet Barbara in real life, it's going to be really neat. And I'm thinking that I would love to have more chances where we can brainstorm and work together. And my vision, I would love to have like a community a gathering or some kind of a convention for the people that love the show, and you know, have Barbara there with me, you know, sitting at a table, you know. I mean, I just want to, you know, I mean, because I, if it's something involving traveling that is just me, I don't know what they would do, to be honest with you, if it was just me. If it involves a show, then it would involve
No,
her
if
too.
It's a show, it's the two of you, Jonathan. And, you know, also, yeah. I had my own show on CBS for 5 years, and it takes a while to build up an audience. Mine was worldwide. People would call in from all over the world. So it wasn't blog, talk, radio. I got a salary. I was paid by CBS. And so you really have to, you know, step up on your social media, you know, if you know how to do that.
Do you think the show would eventually be known worldwide?
Say what?
Do you think the show will be known worldwide?
Well, I don't know. Do you take calls outside of the country?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I was in Germany, and I had to do the show from there. And yes, it is already worldwide. I mean, if
our YouTube
channel reaches worldwide, then we're worldwide, you know.
Johnny,
okay. We are already worldwide.
Good. Well, you just have to do more. It's promotion. You know, you have to just keep banging it out on social media, Twitter and Facebook, and you have to make up a nice, you know, thing. And, you know, if you know how to do that, I don't do any of that. My person that does all my social media stuff does it, you know.
Okay. We do it a lot, and we do it every day, and we have all of them. But it does take a while, because when I came on the show, there was, like, maybe a little Facebook page. Now we have everything, and we have a website, too, and a YouTube channel. Johnny, really, just pretend that you started only a year ago, and because you had nothing. You had no social media presence and no YouTube. So now you do. And it's going to take a little while, and we do push it out there social media-wise a lot. So we're on the right track.
Yeah,
are
because
we on the right track? Actually, Barbara Mackey, I want to ask you if we're on the right track.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't see it on my Facebook page or anything that it was promoted. Usually when I'm on someone's...
No, we didn't do it today for some reason today because of the back issue. And I have not been moving very quickly, and I had other things to do, like my doctor's appointments. But usually every single show is promoted, but we will promote the heck out of you afterwards the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barb.
And that's fine when it's a podcast, because it's like... The only reason it's really important, the live shows, is when we accept callers, which is for the psychics. Otherwise, you know, anybody could go listen to this anytime they want on YouTube.
Right.
And they're still going to get the benefits, even if it was live or not live. Only the callers are the ones that we do the live for.
Especially when something is recorded after the fact, you see it come true. That's another, you know, aspect of it.
We love that.
Well, Barbara, Mackie, are you ready for another call?
Go ahead. Yes.
203 area code.
203, you are on the air live with psychic medium Barbara Mackie. Welcome
Hello,
to the
Barbara
show.
And Barbara and Jonathan. It's Pat in Connecticut.
Oh, good. Connecticut. Great.
Hi. Hi, I have quick mental health questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
I got triggered this weekend, and I let myself look at it, and I let it come up, and it was, I just realized my triggers are, I thought I was dealing with them better, but I'm just covering them up better. I just, you see, if candles and shields did some healing this weekend?
You know, help me out here, Barbara, because it's very, like, broken up what she's saying. Can you repeat what she just said?
I know. I was just going to hope that you understood that. Please repeat it, caller. We did not understand the question.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, Pat.
Yeah, but it's kind of goes in and out. Go ahead.
Something in the background going on.
Okay. I dealt with being triggered with a trauma this weekend. Did I deal with it successfully as far as healing and progress?
Are you presently in any kind of therapy?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm getting that there's a different kind of therapy psychically that you should be doing to help you with this. I feel this has been a long-term problem, is it not? And it's just been, how old are you, ma'am?
66.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough already. You know, you've been suffering with this for many years, and you need to have some kind of relief. Are you on any kind of antidepressant?
I'm on some medication, but I'm working to get off medication. I've been on stuff for too many years.
I get it. I think there's new therapies out there that help with this condition. And right off the top of my head, and I can't think of, it's got like initials.
EMDR.
Where is it?
EMDR.
Yeah, that's it. Are you doing that now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So stick with that, because I think the regular therapy wasn't doing the trick.
No,
with this. Yeah. And I think within a year's time, things aren't going to trigger you as much. Do you understand?
I do. I'm wondering what I did this weekend as far as exercise. Did I help myself and make some progress?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Terrific.
And, you know, my heart goes out to you. I counsel many people that have these problems, and sometimes it's like it gets so old, doesn't it?
Yes, you said enough already. I feel exactly like that. So,
yeah. You know, I mean, it's like enough. So just put that in your mind. Next time you feel the trigger coming on, say enough, okay?
Exactly. That's what I did. Two more quick questions about people, very quick. I made new friends, and I'm like, oh, my God, what did I pull in? I made friends with a woman who I think is brilliant, but she thinks she's pregnant for, like, 2 years. I know there's a condition that can happen.
Yeah, but listen, stay away from people like that. You need to be around healthy people. Health attracts health, okay? Stay away. As soon as she says anything like that, run out the door fast, okay?
Okay. Then I connected with another woman who, she's been through a lot. We are similar. And
yeah.
She just went through a bipolar thing, this manic thing, and ended up in the hospital this week. And I'm like, oh, my God. No.
You cannot. You cannot attract. Listen,
I need to pull in healthy people.
Exactly. Forget it. Why don't you join some kind of a group where people are healthy? They either do workouts or yoga, or you know what I'm saying? Something physical on the physical plane, and get away from anything mentally stimulating. Do you understand?
I do.
Do that, okay? All right,
thank you.
You
so much. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you all.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Good. Good.
I have a question now. Will you look at a dream? Are you a dream interpreter as well? Or?
Yeah. I actually had a column for a while in it. It's called The Dream Doctor. And it takes me a while to dissect the dreams. You know, I even dissect my own dreams. But they do mean something. They are telling, very telling, of what's going on in your psyche, what's bothering you. And then I have precognitive dreams, too. And also, when people have dreams about their relatives that have passed, they'll say to me, is it a dream? Is it really a dream? I said, no, it's a visitation. It's actually a visitation. You know, it's interesting. Your father was a psychiatrist?
Yes, he is. He was.
How was that growing up with a psychiatrist? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, it's he was very good at separating being a dad from being a psychiatrist. You know, he didn't really, I mean, he treated me like I was dad, you know. But the funny thing is that you know, psychiatry is sort of the opposite of the paranormal. But I would always sort of describe my father as 50-50 skeptic. He's a 50% skeptic. Because I've seen him roll his eyes at some of the things that skeptics say, but then I've seen him roll his eyes at some of the things psychics say. So,
I get it. Well, I'm a skeptic myself. I don't believe in every psychic, you know. There's a lot. When I first started, there were no cell phones. That was back in the early 80s when I first started doing this. And there was, you know, today everyone's a psychic because everyone's setting up shop. But I paid my dues the first 10 years. I just worked for tips. And I put a roof over my head. I don't know how I did it because I gave up everything. I sold my paintings, my jewelry to live the life, and I never went back into the real life, so-called real life. But, I've read for psychiatrists and therapists, and, a lot of them do believe in it.
Yes. Yeah. Why'd you ask what it was like?
I was just curious because sometimes people go into that profession because they have unresolved issues that they're trying to work out themselves. And I was just wondering, you know, if he was more of a psychiatrist, you know, than a father.
I think what happened was I think he wanted to be a surgeon, I think, but he didn't have the ability to do it.
Right.
You know, he was just sort of, it was kind of like, you know, it was sort of like when it came time to the surgeon part of it, he just couldn't do it. So and plus he's always found dreams fascinating, you know. But it was just sort of like that's what sort of got into it. I mean, he has a sense of humor. I mean, you get along great and everything. And he knows all about the show. He knows all about it. You know, he goes, you're doing a psychic tonight. Oh, okay. You know, he just don't really. What? Why are you laughing?
Okay. I'm laughing because he probably rolls his eyes. You know, but that's okay.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Okay. You say so. If you say so. But, you know, people have to have proof, tangible proof. Wouldn't you say so, Barb? Have you been to a psychic, Barbara?
Yes. Oh, just from being on this show. But before that, no. I had friends that always wanted to bring me, but I never wanted to go because how do you know if you're taking your good hard earned money to somebody if they are real or not? Now being
we
on
don't
the show,
know.
I've got you don't know, but I have this advantage now being on the show.
Yeah,
Barbara,
so many.
Priscilla there.
Yes. So no, Priscilla is at a friend's house tonight. That's my 12-year-old daughter who's asking about. But now I love what I have. I love having the psychics. I have a few of my favorites. Now I'm meeting you for the first time, which is wonderful. But yes, they do have to have some kind of proof. And maybe his dad never had one of those dreams or an experience with a spirit or a ghost like I have. Then you do believe. You believe there is something way more out there than you can, you know, or can really explain. So I believe with proof, it would help your dad. So how could we get some proof into him?
Well, he does. Actually, I think the story that amazed him the most was Damien Brinkley. Are you familiar with that name, Barbara Hamaki?
What was the name?
What was the name?
Damien Brinkley.
No.
No, who is that?
Well, He is a psychic who worked with a guy named Raymond Moody. Basically,
oh, yes, I know Raymond Moody. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
He did some work with Damien Brinkley. Well, what happened was that this happened around Georgia. And I used to live in Georgia. And I also used to go to a place called the University of just Georgia, which had a, you know, a parapsychology department. So, you know.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I had mm-hmm. They actually had one. They had this, you know, I took a parapsychology class and everything. And Danny and so it was sort of I had some experience in, and one of the things I did was in the parapsychology department, I wrote a paper on why some people get some readings from psychics that are successful and why some aren't. Because here's the thing, in my opinion, being right is not enough, because what's the point of predicting something if you can't prevent it? I'm willing to bet that on 9/11, you basically on 9/11, I'll bet you were probably feeling something. You understand?
I was feeling nothing, and other psychics that tell you different. Some of them might be truthful, but you have to really understand where they're coming from. A lot of them just say that. I felt no warning whatsoever, and that doesn't mean anything. But afterwards, I had this feeling, and I said to my son, Brian, I said, the government is in on this. This was planned. Now, that's the first thing I said. Now, that was like an hour after. So I was downloading information, and I called the FBI. And they hung up on me. And I said, I called back and I said, don't ever hang up on me. Let me talk to your supervisor. I want to tell you where I think there's cells in New York at that time, because I was giving them information. They said, well, do you want to work for us? I said, I don't know. I'll think about it. And my son said, Mom, don't work for them, because they'll come in a car with black windows, and they'll take you away, and we'll never see you again. And we both started laughing, and I decided not to work with them. But they do use people like me. We're called profilers. And but I didn't feel anything prior to it, no.
Okay. All right. Well, would you like to take another call, Barbara Markey?
Yes, Jonathan. You have such perfect manners.
Yes, so sweet.
269,
you are on live with psychic medium Barbara Markey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. So recently I've gone through a lot of great transitions. I'm just wondering what this year will hold for me.
Okay, where are you from, ma'am, and what is your name?
Oh, my name is Sandy. And
Sandy?
Yes, ma'am. I'm from Augusta, Michigan.
Wow, Michigan. Okay, so you're going through transitions right now, and you want to know what? Because you sort of went off the deep end there. What?
Oh, so I've since the beginning of the new year,
yeah,
I've done like a 360 with my life completely.
Good.
So I just want to know if I'm on the right track. Everything seems to be going great right now.
Well, wonderful. And keep saying that, because you put it out to the universe and it's a very strong message. And I think it's great, because I think you've had a change of mind, a change of, I don't think it came overnight. I think it took you a while. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So keep on that positive track. Also, I see travel for you. Are you planning on a trip?
I am. I haven't booked anything yet, but yes, in the near future.
Yeah, I think it would be great for you. This is a year that you're opening up spiritually. I see your health improving. I'm seeing a clearing in your body. And I think this is a great, great time for you this year. Do you have a dog? Are we still here?
Yeah. See,
Andy?
Are you there?
I think we lost her.
Oh. Well.
Okay. Anyway, I got a dog with her, so I don't know why. But go ahead. Oh,
Johnny,
also,
do you know? Does she have a dog? Johnny knows her. Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Sandy, we lost you for a while.
Okay. Do you have a dog?
I don't have any animals except a fish.
Oh, okay. Someone's going to offer you a small dog, and it'll be your choice whether you want to take it or not. Maybe you don't want the responsibility of it, but it would be a great companion for you. It would be just, it would light up your life. Have you ever had an animal?
I have. I've had a little Pekingese. Yes, I have
a little dog. Oh, maybe I'm getting the dog in spirit.
Yes, I had one, and she passed a cancer. She was my Penelope.
Oh, that's it. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting her. Okay, so sometimes they come through. All right.
Wow.
So I get this little dog, and she's, like, kissing you, and she's like, I love you, I love you, I love you. Like, very, very affectionate.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe that's what I'm getting. So when I get the messages, they're not quite clear, but I saw this dog, this little dog. So I hope I answered your questions, and have a great year, okay?
All right. I have one other question. Do you see any love coming into my life? I've been divorced 5 years, and...
Yeah.
It's been
okay,
shit.
I'm seeing this guy. He's kind of on the tall side, like a tall drink of water.
Okay.
And I don't know. I know this is going to sound incredulous, but he's wearing cowboy boots. Don't even ask me where I got that from. Where do you live? Michigan? I know I must have been to Michigan. I've been every place. Do they wear any cowboy boots there?
They do.
They do? Okay, so
yes.
This guy's wearing cowboy boots. He's got glasses. He's a really nice guy. He's got ice blue eyes, which are beautiful. They're really beautiful blue eyes. And he's got great teeth. He's got his own teeth, so that's a plus. So you're going to meet this guy, but it's not until, I would say, like the fall, okay?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you,
Sandy. Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad she's getting good advice. I like it when it's positive, but it can't always be, right, Barbara? It cannot always be what you want to hear. You have to be prepared for that.
It all depends on how you present it. You know, when people go to certain so-called psychics, and someone says to them, oh, did you know that your husband's playing around? The woman could be, like, totally unaware. So when I do a reading and I feel that something is brewing in someone's marriage or relationship that isn't quite right, I will allude to the fact, I will not blatantly come out and say anything like that to someone. They have to lead the way.
Yeah.
What?
Because I look back to what I was saying about predicting and preventing. I mean, what's the point of saying your husband is cheating on you if it's not going to get the reaction that you need? I mean,
well,
you understand?
Yeah, but listen, a lot of people are very aware that their spouse is cheating, but they don't want to either talk about it or they don't want to admit to it, but I'll follow their lead. I will say, you will hear about a love triangle, and they'll look at me, or they'll listen to me, and they'll say, well, that would be me. I'm involved right now. I want to know. That's why I called. I want to know if my husband is seeing someone or if my wife is seeing. And then we can really get into it. But I have to say, when I do a reading for people, I prepare them on a level, a psychological level, an emotional level, spiritual level, for things to come. I will say there's going to be a passing in the family, and they'll say, well, do you know who it is? And I'll say, well, I get a woman. She's older. Well, my grandmother's sick right now. Well, I know this, but I'm not going to blatantly come out and just scare her. And she's prepared for it on some level that there will be a passing. So sometimes you can't change it. There's so many stories that I have. I could go on forever. Trying to, you know, warn people. Sometimes they take the warning. Sometimes they don't take the warning. But it's not always bad, Jonathan. It's good stuff. Like, you know, a woman came to me the other day and she had a miscarriage and she said, am I going to get pregnant again? And she was crying. And I said, actually, you're going to be pregnant within, you know, about a month. And she called me and she's like, I'm pregnant again. I said, you'll hold the baby this time. So when she left, she felt like there's a 1,000 pounds were lifted off her. But there's so many stories.
Yeah.
And also, you know, diagnosing. And diagnosing illnesses, like I'm helping people.
Yes, you like are. And it gives people hope, too. Like, and it makes me people think, no, they're on the right path, or if they
exactly.
need to get on a different path. So
exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get, if you read my testimonials, I have this friend whose husband was on kidney dialysis, and I said, no, 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 he's got a tumor in his head, his brain. And they checked it out, and they did emergency surgery, and he said, I saved his life.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, these are true stories. And psychics can really help people. And not only that, but when people come to me, they say sometimes it's better than going to a psychiatrist because they're getting immediate answers to what their problems are, what they're suffering
right.
from, why they're suffering, you know?
Both mm-hmm. are expensive, but I'd say you going to a psychic would be less expensive because it's just like one time they'll find out a lot of information, then they can go back. But the psychologist sitting there, oh, that could be expensive once a week, just sitting there and talking it out. One time I had one, and my voice was so scratchy because all I did was, like, I had to just fill up the hour with talking. And
yeah.
It just never, you know, all she had to do was tell me one thing, and I would have been fine. Just what I remember was, let it go. That's all I needed to hear, let it go, and I was fine.
Exactly,
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So that's good, but let's take a minute to tell the listeners where they can find you. So Barbara has a wonderful website called BarbaraMackey.com, and the spelling of her last name is M-A-C-K-E-Y. So BarbaraMackey.com, and you can go there, and you can book her for a more lengthy reading, which they need because we can only do so much here in our 1 hour with all these callers, right?
Yeah, it went by very fast.
No, we can.
Oh, well,
like
yeah, we still have some time.
Would you like
would
to
you
take
like
another caller?
Take a couple
yeah,
more
sure.
callers.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
All right. This is area code 650.
650, huh? You are on live. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question
Hi.
For Barbara Mackey?
Yes, I do, and thank you for taking my call. My name is Zara. I'm calling from California, and my question is, I'm preparing to put my home on the market. I'm wondering what you see around this, like when
you okay, hold, yeah, hold on. All right, I don't know why I'm seeing this house. I don't know whose house it is. Do you have like a porch? Do you have a porch on that house?
I do. Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice house, I have to say.
I think so.
What is your first name? It was kind of blurry.
Zara. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Zara? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm getting five, the number five. It could be by May or it could be within 5 months. When I get numbers, it's usually days, months, or years. It's not going to be years, okay?
I hope it's not months either.
It could be weeks. It could be by mm-hmm. May. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you have a grandson?
No, I don't.
Why do I get a grandson?
I don't know.
Who's having Barb? No, not you, right?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Hmm. Do you know anyone that's pregnant right now, Zara?
No, I don't.
Hmm, grandson. I don't know why grandson came in here. Anyway, I have no control over this at times. Okay, so it's going to sell, and you're also going to go out of state. You're going to travel out of state.
That makes sense. I'm hoping to move out of state. So that's, yeah.
That's exactly what you're doing. So,
right.
and you're on a new path in life, and it's a better path. Do you understand?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
I know so.
It hasn't been
no.
easy.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's going to be much better financially, too, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'll hope for the best. I hope it's like 5 days.
Honey, well, that would be a miracle. Okay. Let us know how you do, okay?
I will. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank
bye.
You, ma'am. Okay. Hello?
Okay.
Okay. You know what? Let me say one thing that I noticed when you said that about the days. A lot of psychics say, oh, well, I cannot predict when. That is like something I don't do. But I like what you do because you can somewhat predict the time, but with the numbers, you don't know if it's going to be days, months, or years.
Exactly. It could be 5 days, 5 weeks. It could be the fifth month. But it's a number five, and the numbers come to me, and they're usually right on, you know?
Oh, that's so nice to know. So if it's not in 5 days, then they can wait for the weeks. And then by five months, if it's not, but they have certain points that they can check on of timing.
Exactly.
And I really like that because a lot of psychics, they cannot predict the time of anything, I've noticed.
Yeah. Listen, is there something wrong with your teeth, Barbara?
No, there is not. Nope.
What's going on? How about your daughter? She have teeth problems or something?
Oh, I just called about the dentist to see what's covering for her for dentist today. And because she just has been telling me that she wants to get her teeth straightened, and I see that they do need it a little bit on the bottom. So, yeah, I mean, that was really on my mind a lot today because I have a dentist written all over my notes and calling a million places and seeing what she, yes, so you did feel that, wow.
Well, you know what it is, I'm telepathic. Like if you write something down, I see it. Do you understand?
Yes.
I know it sounds wacky, doesn't it?
Well, I like it. And when you said that, didn't you use that word? Is it clairvoyant? Clairvoyant?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love that word, too. It's a beautiful word. And isn't that when you see your visual?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And some are visual. Some go by what else? I mean,
you can hear things. You can smell things. You can see things. You know, there's different clairs. Clairsentient.
What all are you? Are you pretty much
I'm all of the above. I'm all of the above, you know. I'm a freak of nature, to tell you the truth, but I think I'm normal, but nobody else does, so that's okay.
Well, yes, but how have you been dealing with this since you were 4 years old? You had your first experience with knowing, hey, I'm special. So how have you dealt with that your whole life? Has it been really good? Or because you said you have to do it basically because you're helping people. I'm not saying you have to, but I mean, it's wonderful that you are because you're helping so many people. But do you feel like you have a choice
Yeah, I could have walked away from it. I was a mother of three boys. I got married at a very early age. I didn't use my psychic. Well, I did. I did readings for the neighbors when the kids were growing up. And I read for this woman. She came from Puerto Rico. And after I got a divorce, she was working in a store. And she said, "Barbara, come here. What are you doing these days?" She goes, "You look so much better." I said, "That's because I got a divorce." And she started to laugh. And she said, "Everything you told me about my son came true. Do you remember when you told me that someday he's going to be a lawyer and he's going to work in Washington? And here's his card. He's a lawyer. He works in Washington and he has his own plane. And you told me this." And I said, "Really? I don't remember these things. I just say it off the top of my head." So I've been doing reading since I was a child, and I didn't think anything of it. I didn't discuss it with anyone. But then when I had that dream about my boyfriend passing, it opened a whole new world for me.
I can imagine. Wow. I love that. So it just was a really nice, normal childhood, because you said that you have many generations with this gift. So it's not like you had to hide it because nobody would understand you and the family. So that
good. Barbara, I never talked about it. I just kept it to myself. I never said anything to anyone. I just thought everybody thought like I did. And
in your family had this gift though that you
My grandmother Lydia, she was born in Hungary. My father was born in Hungary. And I would spend my summers with her, and people would flood her house. You know, they'd come to her house at all hours. And she never told me what she was doing. She was doing, dream interpretations and psychic readings. And then on my mother's side, we go back to the 1700s. It was a Dr. Samuel Kennedy, and he was a reader, and he saw dead people. Actually, I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. So they came over here, and George Washington used to go to my grandfather's church. He was a Presbyterian minister. And I have a lot of, great history, on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
a lot of your family tree, that you go back far. That's so interesting. Wow. Well, I like that. And I just like to find out a little bit about who we have on as the psychic, not just, you're the psychic, but, read a bunch of people. I want to know who you are as a person, too. And I look at your website. It's a very nice website. So everybody go to BarbaraMackey.com and find out and read about her. Because you were a journalist. Weren't you writing for a while?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm writing a series now. For Showtime. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting, Johnny? Johnny loves creating, too.
It is amazing. Would you like to try another caller? Or?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Area code 216.
I didn't catch that area code. What was that, Johnny?
Hello.
216,
you're on live with psychic medium Barbara Mackey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Patricia, calling from Ohio.
Oh, good. Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to get some clarification. About 3 weeks ago, my right hand, I get this, I call it tingling, for lack of a better word, in the palm area, and then it goes up, to each of my fingers. And it's only for a few seconds, and it happens basically for a few seconds, I think now every day. I'm going to the doctor on Thursday, and I'm just, and I'm going through my head about having fallen. Not bleeding.
Okay. Yeah.
Sheesh.
And it starts in the palm of your hand?
No, it doesn't. I mean, yeah. I can't say it starts there, but I mean, you know, it can, you know, it'll be in the palm, the sensation, and, you know, the fingers, and it'll last for a few seconds, and then it stops.
Okay, and it's like a tingling. It's like a tingling sensation. Hold on.
Yes.
I have a cough. It sounds like it might be like a nerve, something with your nerves, or it could be your, what is that? Do you use your hands a lot?
Are you
on the computer a lot? Are you on the computer a lot?
I do use a computer, but it's not every day. Then, you know, I'm teaching myself to play the guitar, but I mean, it's not to the effect where, I mean, I'm doing that much playing.
Exactly. But I'm trying to think, it's almost like a tendon that might be irritated in your wrist. Okay.
Right.
I'm getting something in your wrist. What?
My low back, it gets pretty sore too.
Yeah, well, it's nerve related, but it could be sometimes, you know, back can cause a lot of things. It goes through, it's almost like the life source of your body, you know, your back, and it can affect your arms, your every part of your body. But I'm getting something with your wrist too. There might be something going on with the tendon. I don't know why I'm getting that. Have you had any kind did you twist it a certain way? You said you've been practicing on the guitar. It's nothing that won't go away. Do you understand?
Right. And so, I mean, you know, I...
What?
I've been going to physical therapy from last year and the year before because my back, you know, be it the upper or lower, would tighten up. And so I have those physical therapy exercises. And also last summer, I had a little slight injury with plantar fasciitis. And it is better, but I mean, I still experience some pain with that. So if I don't do those, you know, particular, you know, exercises, you know, it can get, you know, it could flare up until it resolves itself.
Yeah, I'm getting something with it, like the tendon, in your wrist. So they'll check it out and they'll see it. Okay, they're going to do some kind of they won't see it on an X-ray. They're going to have to do something like an MRI or whatever. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
oh,
nothing that won't go away. No, don't worry. It's going to go away, all right?
Yeah, because I'm ready to move, you know, later this year out of state. I've had enough of this place.
Where are you now? You're in where?
Ohio.
Where do you want to go?
Well, it seems like I might be guided to go to New York City. I thought I was going to relocate to the Pacific Northwest, but I had applied to a couple of jobs. Nothing came of it, and it was always the issue of getting the money, you know. And yes, I realized, you know, money, you know, a job is not the only way to get money. But, you know, while I'm learning these various skill sets, like copywriting and and that's going to take a little longer time. And I decided that was like, okay, well, I started speaking last year. In fact, I spoke on the Blog Talk Radio show. And it's like, okay, well, just let me really develop with that, but also prepare myself to speak at like high schools or universities to the students and staff. And start talking about one of the topics about the benefits of meditation. Creating, having a meditation practice to start, and then get started with the freelance writing, like on a platform called Medium, and just get writing. And
okay, so you're thinking about going to New York City. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
well,
but I mean,
all right,
you
well,
know, I would get a bridge job.
Okay,
so, like,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, that any place, well, Seattle, where I'm from, Great Northwest, or New York City sounds a lot better than Ohio. Sorry, people from Ohio, but I've been there. Not exciting enough for me.
Well, I live in New Jersey, and I'm born and bred in Jersey, conceived in Jersey, but New York is a hop and a skip in Philadelphia, so I'm in the middle. So
right. If
you really want to do anything, you have to get into the city, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm glad she's thinking outside of the box about, okay, the only way I can make money is just a job. No, there are a lot of other ways. Like Johnny, he plays the lottery.
Oh, yeah?
And he wins. He wins, yes.
Really?
Sometimes. Sometimes, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, enough to win. Yeah.
Enough for a nice steak dinner. But Barbara, I wanted to ask you about that, too, because there's so many psychics in the world, then why aren't they winning? You know, why aren't they going to the right slot machine or, you know what I mean?
Oh, I love that. I love that question. Yeah, I love that question.
Yeah.
You know, I did a reading for Barbara Walters. Oh, gosh. I went to her office. It was maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And Diane Sawyer was there. It was the 2020 building. And Barbara asked me the same thing. She was like, can I ask you, you know, if you know so much, how come you're not rich? And I was like, Barbara, listen, I was given this gift to help people not to do gambling, to know numbers. You don't get it. It's not about the money per se. It's about the service to humanity. And I know some people don't get that, but that's the truth of the matter. I've done some predicting of horse races, and they all came about. And I said, I'm not doing that anymore because and people ask me, you know, well, what should I bet on? I go, I'm not telling you because that's not why I was given the gift.
Yeah,
that's confusing.
I totally understand.
Uh-huh.
I do, but you can secretly go to the horse track and do it for yourself once in a while.
No, I don't do that. You know,
that's funny.
It's a matter of like integrity. What?
Yes, I understand for sure. I saw that on your website too. That you interviewed with, you helped Barbara Walters. So that's on your website too. And I just, you know, when we started this show, I saw that on there. I haven't had a chance to read it, but I'm going to go back and read that. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's a big deal.
Well, she was a real sketch. What can I tell you? She was very, very obliging to me. It was a very hot day. I read all the producers. And I finally got to her, and I was in a pretty, like, bad mood because, excuse me, hold on, I have a cold. And she said to me, you know, if you don't want to do the reading today, Barbara, you don't have to. I go, listen, we're going to get this done today. I said, but I need coffee and I need some cookies. And it was funny. She called her assistants. She was like, Basha, Monica, come in here and give her some cookies. And oh, it was a riot, Barbara.
Cute. Oh, so
it was
she's
a riot.
Really cool. That's fun.
It was a riot.
That's nice to hear. I like that so much. That's cool. You got a lot of stuff on your website. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what? We are about out of time, right, Johnny? We've gone over just a little bit, which is okay. But I just want to say thank you so much, Barbara, for coming on the show. And this has been extremely fun and enlightening. And I learned and you helped people. And it was just fun to watch. I just loved it.
Good. Thank you for having me, both of you.
Yes. And you can, all the listeners, please go check out Barbara on her website, barbaramackey.com. Barbara, spelled the normal way, and the last name is spelled MACKEY.com. She is a psychic and a medium and has worked for years, and all your stories on the website are so interesting. So go by and then book your appointment with her. You need a longer appointment than what we can give you to continue your psychic counseling. And, oh, also you can stop by her Facebook page, too. She has a Facebook page. And don't forget to go to ours either, Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook page. We're going to post this link to her show right there. And then in about an hour or less, it will be up on YouTube. So you can find this show on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, along with many others to choose from as well. And Twitter, Instagram, all across the board, social media, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and we would love to hear from you. So thanks, everybody, and thank you, Johnny, so much for finding Barbara. She's amazing.
Thank you. Welcome. Well, thank you for coming on, Barbara. And
thank you for having me, John.
The Barbara Maxey and Barbara Moore, thank you both for coming on.
All right, keep in touch. Keep in touch. Okay.
We will.
See you guys.
Okay.